Welcome to Up Gunners. Now join me, Tony Doe, as I explore the highs, lows, and everything in between of being part of the Gunners family. Settle in and let's kick off this journey together. Up Gunners! Here's a quick recap of our recent friendly against Leyton Orient, courtesy of Spotsmore. It was a behind-closed-doors affair at our London Colney training ground where we secured a solid 2-0 win. Mikel Arteta decided to rotate heavily, using 22 different players with many of our key internationals still on break after Euro 2024 and Copa America. However, we saw familiar faces like Jesus, Odegaard, White and Thomas Partey in the starting 11. Jesus kicked things off with the opening goal assisted by Eddie Nketiah just before halftime. After the break, Arteta made several changes, bringing on Emile Smith Rowe, who wasted no time making an impact. Jesus' turn provided this time, setting up Smith Rowe for our second goal. It was great to see some of our young talents in action too. Jurrien Timber and Aiden Heaven partnered in central defence, while Miles Lewis-Skelly slotted in at left back. Kyle Hines started between the sticks before being replaced by our new academy signing Lucas Nygaard. Charlie Patino and Eden Ranieri also got some valuable minutes in the second half. As we gear up for our pre-season tour in the US, this win is a promising start. Next up, we'll face Bournemouth, Manchester United and Liverpool. Looking forward to seeing how the squad shapes up before the season kicks off. It's exciting times ahead as the Gunners head to the United States for some key matches and training sessions. This tour is crucial for building team spirit and momentum before the Premier League season kicks off. This time, Arsenal will play against Bournemouth, Manchester United and Liverpool in Los Angeles and Philadelphia. Mikel Arteta is treating these tours as more than just friendly games. It's all about getting the team to gel, especially with some new faces and young talents joining the mix. Speaking of which, there's a lot of buzz around the squad selection. The usual suspects like Aaron Ramsdale, Bukayo Saka, Declan Rice and David Raya are not travelling with the team due to their commitments with the Euros and Copa America, but they'll join the squad later when they return to the UK. Meanwhile, Gabriel, Martinelli and Kai Havertz will catch up with the team from July 25. It's interesting to see how Arteta is balancing the squad, and he's brought in some exciting new players like Ethan Wanyiri, Miles Lewis-Skelly and Aiden Heaven. Plus, we've got the new goalkeeper signing, Tommy Setford from Ajax, jumping straight into action. It's always fascinating to see how these young guns handle the pressure and the big stage. Of course, there are a few absences due to injuries. Takehiro Tomiyasu is out with a knee injury, and Kieran Tierney has a hamstring issue. It's a bummer, but it opens up opportunities for others to step up. The pre-season tour isn't just about the matches, it's about building the team chemistry and getting everyone on the same page. Arteta has always emphasized the importance of these tours, and it's clear he's looking to use every moment to prepare the squad to challenge for the title and knock Manchester City off their perch. I'm also intrigued by the future of players like Emile Smith-Rowe, Reece Nelson and Eddie Nketiah. There's been a lot of speculation about them, but they are all on the plane to LA. It'll be interesting to see how things unfold for them in the coming weeks. Jakub Kiwior, the Polish defender who joined Arsenal in January 2023. His journey at the Emirates has been quite the ride. You see, Kiwior was brought in with high hopes, but the reality has been a bit different. In the 2023-24 season, he appeared in 30 matches across all competitions, clocking just 1,594 minutes. Not exactly the playing time one would hope for. But here's where it gets interesting. According to a report by Goal, Arsenal is closing in on a deal for Riccardo Califiori from Bologna, a breakthrough star in Italian football, who also featured at the last Euros. The Gunners are reportedly set to pay a transfer fee in the region of 50 million to 54 million euros. Calafiori's arrival is significant because it likely means even less playing time for Kiwior. Let's face it, no player wants to warm the bench, especially someone with the talent and potential of Kiwior. Inter Milan, the reigning Serie A champions, have shown interest. They're in search of a left-footed defender and Kiwior fits the bill perfectly. It's a potential escape route for him, a chance to reignite his career with more game time at a top club. There's a twist though. Initially, Arsenal wanted to include Kiwior in the deal with Bologna for Calafiori, but Kiwior was reluctant. He held out for a bigger team, which reportedly threatened to derail the Calafiori deal. However, it seems the issue has been resolved and Arsenal is now hopeful that Calafiori's transfer will be completed in the next few days. So what's next for Kivior? If the Inter move materializes, it could be a fantastic opportunity for him. A fresh start, more minutes on the pitch, and a chance to prove his worth. Arsenal have confirmed the signing of Tommy Setford from Ajax on a permanent contract. The England youth international joins on a long-term deal following a purchase for under £1 million, as understood by Football London. Setford has represented England at various youth levels and is considered a highly regarded modern goalkeeper. Arsenal have laid out a clear development pathway to persuade him to leave Ajax, a club renowned for nurturing young talent. Setford will replace several goalkeepers who were released at the end of last month. He joins fellow youth stopper Lucas Nygaard, who also recently signed with Arsenal. Speaking about his move, Setford expressed his gratitude for the opportunity and his eagerness to start working with the team, mentioning he already knows some of his teammates like Eden Ranieri and Miles Lewis-Skelly. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive and remember, Up Gunners!